The Rhythm of Two Hearts, a Dream SMP fan fiction written by From Janna and read by Fens and Marshes, with relationships Alexis or Quackity and Wilbur Soot, and additional tags: alternate universe Doctor Who fusion, time traveling Wilbur Soot, time traveling Alexis or Quackity, and whatever the fuck the Doctor and the Master have going on. The world is ending again. And here is Wilbur, the Doctor, at its center, playing, well, the Doctor, the paramedic, coming to fix up its joints, slide everything back into place. And there is the Master, because it rolls out like a script. Wilbur is pointing his sonic and his arm is shaking. He is shaking. It's been so long, but even now the ancient weight of the heavens settles itself comfortably onto his shoulders. Some ancient part of him shrieks finally, because there's some part of him that is irreparably fond of explosions and disasters and fulfillment. But not like this, because this is Earth. This is Phil's and Techno's and Tommy's Earth, and it's about to end. At least they're away. The TARDIS is keeping them safe, because Wilbur isn't sure if he could now. "I don't understand," he chokes out, finally. And sonics aren't supposed to be for attacking, but he's trying to fix it. You were gone for so long. Why now?" "Why now?" the Master says, and a frantic laugh is tacked to the end, pitch striving frantically upward. "What the hell do you mean, why now? This is what we do, Doctor, isn't it? This is my plan, and I'm gonna crush this place under my fucking heel." He motions his arms grandly, and there, briefly, horribly, Wilbur sees himself, front and center. You live long enough, you make 1,000 mistakes for the thousands of years. Didn't he blow up a planet with the Master once? Or was it just him, the Master, still at his side? He doesn't know. All he knows is that Earth is about to die. "This is chaos," rasps out Wilbur, because as much as he's been stuck with the wild fuckers that are his goddamn family, he knows nonsensicality when he sees it, and that is what the Master does, surely. "Same reasons as I always am, let's go blow up a planet. Which one of them was the one to start that in the first place?" "Chaos is what I do," spits the Master, striding forward. Once upon a time, Wilbur would have laughed at how the lottery of regeneration had made his friend rather short. "You know that, Doctor." "And that's just not true, because he's the Master, devil of the details, or in the details, or something. He is the method of madness. The Doctor is the one on scrambling feet, constant improvisation on his 1,000-year backlog of knowledge." "So why?" the Master is demanding, raw desperation. "Are you denying this? You know this is how it goes. You point the damn sonic or whatever the fuck at me, and you try to kill me, and you can't, but you save the planet anyway." He steps forward again, and his voice turns, poisonous, envious, green, for whatever reason. "What? Right? Right, Doctor? Where are your companions to save you, for you to save?" It's dark wherever they are. The detail has slipped Wilbur's mind, deemed wholly unimportant except for the broad generalization of Earth. It's admittedly one of the smaller planets of something with so much important, but details. It's dark, except for the two full moon, illuminating the Master, catching on his ragged scar, bared teeth, and a shining chain peeking out under his collar. And when Wilbur tilts his head, he sees two rings slung over it. Like human engagement rings. Rapidly, it all assembles in Wilbur's mind, and suddenly the jealousy makes sense. He gets it. The disappearance, the rings, the desire for routine. The Master, after a millennia, had found his own companions. He took them to 1,000 planets and 1,000 time periods. They laughed in their own TARDIS, had their own close calls, and family, maybe. They would call the Master Quackity, eventually, maybe even from the start, because they would tease him about his real name being pretentious. And then they left him. Maybe they learned of his crimes. So why wouldn't the Master pull another one now that they were gone? Something horrifyingly like understanding plants itself into Wilbur's hearts, two hearts, the two of them beating in the same frantic time. the rhythm of two hearts, the never-ending drumbeat. Wilbur wants to say that he understands, that he's been there 100 times, that he's learned to love people and let them go. He's learned to love people and find them over and over and over again. We're always running into each other. Master, Wilbur sighs, and his voice has gone soft. Here's what his years have taught him. Here's what his family has taught him. The ever-human quality of mercy. The worry is still there, settled inside of him, but it's given away to something else. Or a different kind of worry. You won't destroy this planet. The Master is shaking, but he still smiles, never letting it waver. Doctor, he says in that way of his, then pauses. His dark eyes gleam, and Wilbur thinks that they may be full of tears. Wilbur, you're here. Come on, you can press the button. You always liked doing that. You're not even roping some species into it this time, says Wilbur, even though hearing his name, that name, from the Master's lips had hit him in a crashing sort of wave. So maybe the next bit is underhanded. Did they leave you and your plans, like the others? The Master's jaw sets momentarily, but his smile returns with a vengeance that isn't very vengeful at all. It's resigned more, and a singular tear slides down his face. I still don't know what you see in humans, he says, and it's the most bold-faced lie Wilbur has ever heard, and he's heard a lot. There won't be much left after this, though. Wilbur's arm hurts. He isn't even sure what he can pull this time. He is his worst enemy, his forever rival, and they're both just falling into place. You take what normalcy you can in the centuries, right? Not if I can help it, he promises, and he lets the Master disappear because he always liked his dramatic timings. Well, they both do. Similarities upon similarities. He runs a hand through his mess of hair and figures he should maybe start coming up with a plan. The end. Thank you for listening. I love this fic.